MLM Nation, episode 629.
Welcome to MLM Nation, a podcast of leaders, by leaders, for leaders, hosted by Simon Chan. He's built a team of over 200,000 and is now a full-time MLM coach and trainer. So if you're ready to level up your business, join us now. Let's do this.
If you love this show, you're going to love my daily pep talk. It's free for everyone. It's a quick 2-3 minute motivation every single day at 8:25 a.m. to get you going. You can catch it live. You can catch it recorded on my Instagram channel or on my Simon Chan. It's free for everyone. Hey, I'm here to motivate you and pump you up. And I look forward to seeing you on my daily pep talk. MLM Nation, this is Simon Chan, and I'm fired up to bring our special guest today, Julie Reynolds. Hey, Julie, are you ready to make it happen?
I am so excited and so honored to be here, Simon. Thank you so much. You have no idea that this is like a dream come true for me. It's on my bucket list.
Julie Reynolds was a school teacher and a licensed professional counselor for many years before she got started in network marketing. Today, she's a six-figure earner, and she credits her success to live videos and also to get others to believe in themselves. So Julie, welcome to the show. Give MLM Nation a brief intro. Please share a little bit more about yourself. And you know, I've been following you for the last couple of years, just watching you grow. It's been incredible, very inspiring. You're doing events, but take us way back in the journey. How did you get started in this profession?
No, absolutely. You know, if I'm going to be honest, Simon, I really thought it was a pyramid scheme. But when I was first asked to join network marketing, it's actually a funny story. Somebody was selling this mascara, and I was like, what is this mascara? I don't even wear makeup. But I was like, okay, maybe. And then she was like, oh, Julie, I didn't know. It was somebody I went to grad school with. She's like, I didn't know you went and got your license to become a licensed professional counselor. I've got clients that I can refer you to. And I was like, oh, okay. Like, you scratch my back, I'll scratch your back, I'll buy your mascara. You know, little did I know, you know, a few months later, she was like, my mom wanted to try it. My friends wanted to try it. She's like, Julie, you should sell this. And I was like, no, absolutely not. Like, I'm a mom. I'm a school counselor. I'm a licensed professional counselor. Like, I don't have any time, you know, left on my plate, so to speak. And what ended up happening was she was like, well, you can make money. And I was like, wait, you can make money doing this? Like, I don't make any money as a teacher. You know, I don't make a lot of money as a therapist. So I remember coming home and telling my husband, I was like, I'm going to be a mascara millionaire. And he's like, what are you talking about? I was like, I'm going to get a kit. I'm going to start my own business and I'm going to be a mascara millionaire. Now, prior to network marketing, I had actually owned a handbag company and I invested thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars and lost a lot of money. On paper, it sounded great, but being a business owner is so much work. It's so much overhead. It's so much expense. And so when I was like, oh, I can start a business for a kit for $100, I was like, and make $1 million? Like, this is a dream come true. And so I call myself an accidental leader. I had no idea what I was doing. 4 months after joining, I hit the top ranks in my company. You know, I was just sharing with everybody, had no idea, had no leadership background, nothing. And so what ended up happening was I'm really not a makeup person. So I had to find a brand for myself because I wasn't going to be that woman that got ready on camera because I just don't put makeup on. And so I ended up exploring the whole branding process. It's changed a lot. But what I found specifically was that women want to do what I'm doing. They want to have an online business, but they don't always have the confidence to believe in themselves. And I'm like, I can fix that. I'm a therapist. Like, that's my jam. So how can I help women have the confidence to build their business? And the number one thing that I was seeing is they were so afraid of video. And I think, Simon, you know that in today's marketplace and in today's social media, you have to be showing up on video if you want to have ultimate success. So it really started, okay, how do I give them the confidence to believe in themselves? And how do I give them the confidence to really show up on video? Because it's key to the success of their business.
I'm going to talk about video in a little bit, but take us back. You know, when you first started, you said you was a pyramid scheme. You had no idea what you're doing, but you still did pretty well. Why did you think so? Well, why did you do well while a lot of people struggle?
Because I don't think I was afraid to open up my mouth. I didn't care what people said about me. And so I was just telling all of my friends and family, and I don't recommend this strategy anymore. But I was like, oh my God, this is stupid easy money. It's just awesome. You just post on social media and bam, you make money. And they're like, oh, okay, I want to do it too. And so, but that was, you know, 7 years ago, where things have changed and the social media platform has changed. And so I think it was really just, I wasn't afraid to fail. I didn't get deterred when people told me no. It kind of fueled me and pushed me further ahead.
Where did you get that from? Not afraid to, the courage. What do you think you got that from?
Probably my online, my handbag business is what, I mean, that's a really good question. I would think it's my handbag business. I mean, on paper, it kind of sounds good. I was in New York showrooms and I was in, you know, magazines. But to be honest, I failed. I had to shut down my door and, you know, close shop, and a company bought all my product and that was it. But it really taught me to really focus on what I can learn to move forward, as opposed to paralyzing me and stopping me.
I think there's a big lesson there, because for every failure or things that don't think, I always teach, you know, everything is good, right? Like that handbag business that failed taught you, gave you the courage and the mental toughness not to care what people think. You know, you may have not had the success you had if it wasn't for that failure.
Totally.
Let's talk about live video a little bit. When you say live video, does that mean you have to go live every day on Facebook, or do you upload stuff on YouTube? I know you teach YouTube. What teach us about video.
So here's the beauty of video, right? When you want to build a business on social media, you're not face to face with people. So there's not that like, know, and trust factor that happens on social media. And the only way and the quickest way for people to really get to know you is through video. They can look in your eyes. They can see your facial expressions. They can see you playing with your hair. That, you know, they see your innuendos that you can't see just on a Facebook post or just on an Instagram post. And so the quickest way for people to really develop that like, know, and trust factor is what you need to be successful in network marketing, right? Is through video. And so that's why I'm, you know, I don't care how you show up, whether it's YouTube, because you can edit your videos. And so that way you're feeling like, okay, maybe I'll mess up a little bit, but I can edit that out. Or you're like, oh my God, that's too stressful. Let me just go and hit that live button. And if I mess up, I mess up, right? And so it doesn't matter whichever way you want to do it. If you want to do short little IG clips, whatever it is, you have to be doing it, because nobody's going to get to really know who you are without seeing you on camera if you're building an online business.
What was your most, I wanted to ask you this. I wasn't planning to, but I want to ask you this, because we all start out like I would say every master was a disaster. So when you started your video, you got, what was the most dumbest or the weirdest or the most embarrassing moment for you on video?
Oh my gosh. Well, it's so funny, because the most embarrassing moment on video has happened recently, and I hope you guys don't mind. I did a whole video and I was replaying it. And Simon, I this is so embarrassing. I had a booger in my nose the whole time, did not know it, you know? And I was like, oh my God, I hope nobody notices. But the reality is you are going to suck on video. You know, what I like to tell people is, you know, you've got these news anchors, right? They go to school, they get their master's in videography, and to like learn all of the innuendos of like filming. We don't have that. You're going to have to go through the suck until you get better. And we're always getting better. I am certainly not a master on video. I have boogers hanging from my nose, you know, 5 years later after doing video. And so it's just, it's about being you and being authentically you and making the mistakes. And that's what people love to see. Because if you're too perfect, you're not resonating with anybody.
Yeah, that's a good point. Like, people don't like people when they're too perfect.
No.
Right? We throw, people like tendencies, it's terrible, but we throw stones at people who are too good.
Well, because we can't relate to them, right? They're like, oh, she's too perfect. Where you want people to relate to you if you're trying to build a network marketing business. And if you're too perfect, then everybody's gonna be like, oh, she's too perfect. I can't, you know, I'm afraid to mess up in front of her.
So if someone was gonna do video, what would you suggest them to do?
So the first thing that I always recommend is, there's a few tips that I have. And the first tip is, go inside of a Facebook group, and that you have to add somebody. So I'd say add one person into your Facebook group with you, somebody that you trust, your significant other, whoever it may be. Practice your videos on there. Nobody's going to see them, right? Nobody's going to be able to watch them, but at least you're getting more comfortable pressing that live button. The second thing that I recommend to people is cover up your screen so that you don't see yourself. Because honestly, we are our worst critics, right? And so we're going to look at ourselves and be like, oh my God, my hair, my face, this, and you know, my eyes, my nose looks big, whatever it may be. But there's no reason for you to see yourself. And if you actually cover up yourself, you're doing a better job on video because you have to look at the camera. There's nowhere else to look, right? And so that's my second tip. My third tip is when you're talking on video, you want to talk to one person. You want to talk to your best friend. And so what I would say is take that one person that you want to talk to and put it above your screen and literally have a conversation with your best friend, your significant other, your whoever it may be, and just put a picture of them above your phone. So that's who you're talking to make it as natural as possible.
Those are really good tips. I always teach people in my coaching clients, like if you're doing lives, think of one person. Because like you said, if you're talking about the whole world, like, oh my goodness, what are they going to think? Who's going to show up? I'm going to, like a thousand, I'm going to be in front of millions. But you're talking about your best friend, then it's easy. But I love the tip you said, you covered the video, because if you've never done it, it's really weird. It's like looking at a mirror, right? When you look at a mirror and talking to yourself, it's really, it freaks you out. But I love that tip, covering it up and just go look at the pinhole and just go. So what should people talk about if they're going to start doing a video?
You got to talk about anything, you know, like honestly, showing up, providing value is what I like to say. So learn something and then go and teach it. Or what I say is, you know, think about something that you could talk about for 30 minutes. If I told you right now, I need you up on stage or I need you to do a training for me for 30 minutes. What is something that you can talk about that you don't need to practice, that lights you up, that gets you excited? What can you talk about? And break those up into tiny little chunks and create a series on how to help somebody based on your expertise.
So small chunks is always better than longer ones.
I think so. I mean, I feel like in today's day and age, and that's one of the reasons I love YouTube, is because they're short and sweet. Nobody has time to sit there and watch an hour and a half video. Like there are so many trainings that I want to watch that are, you know, that have so much value. And I'm like, I don't have an hour and a half in my time anymore. If you can condense it and keep something with value in 5, 6, 10 minutes, like you're going to have great, great attraction. And people are going to watch you from the start to the end because they can understand and digest those small little clips.
Yeah. It's just, I think the shorter, the better. I know recently, because I'm really active in youth sports and youth baseball. It's just very easy to look into drills. I used to go on YouTube and look at long stuff. Now I just like want shorter stuff. I think that's what made like
speed it up, right? Yeah, you like speed it up.
Yeah, you speed it up, right? Oh, hurry up, speed it up. But that's why I think what's made Instagram or these other platforms so addictive, because you were too busy to watch a long video, but we'll watch 20 short videos on Instagram, spend just the same amount of time, right?
Totally. But or TikTok. 30 seconds, 15 seconds, you can't go over a minute. Like that's our attention span today, right? You know, fortunately or unfortunately.
Yeah. So what about someone says, I don't have anything good to talk about. You know, you're smart, Julie or Simon, you have a lot of experience, but I can't talk. I don't know anything for 30 minutes. What would you say to that?
Well, that's where I think it all boils down to a confidence problem, right? Like yeah. We don't believe that we have value to offer each other. And that's why I say, it doesn't matter what we teach you, what Simon teaches you on these podcasts or, you know, whatever mentor you follow. If you don't have your mindset in check, you are not going to have success. So, you know, I would say, yes, you do. And let's talk about it. Where are your passions? Are you a knitter? Are you a florist? Are you a gardener? Like, where do your hobbies lie? Because I bet you have a lot of information that you could provide me on gardening that I know absolutely nothing about. And that's why I say, you've got to make sure, like, you got to figure out what fuels their fire, what lights them up. And I do like body scans. Where do you get excited? If I talk about gardening, do you get excited in your belly? Do you get excited in your, you know, in your hands? And then, you know, really kind of dive back and peel back what their hobbies are, because everybody has passions. Everybody has hobbies. And what you think is like, oh, I don't know anything, I could learn a ton from.
That's great stuff. It goes back to, you said, the mindset. I'm not good enough. No one cares. I think everyone listening to this podcast, right? If you're doing personal development, has learned something from the team, from others, from you or from somewhere that they can just share with others.
Yeah, absolutely. And that's the key. You know, it's not that you're creating something brand new that anybody's never heard before, but when you say it in your own words, it's going to resonate with somebody very differently. You know, what I say to you could be something totally different, you know, if Carrie said it to you and it's the exact same message, but it's just relayed a little bit differently. And for whatever reason, it clicks with you.
Yeah, I think that's very important. It's not just like, I think I see people do it wrong. They just like reshare a post or something. But it's like, why does it mean? Well, why are you sharing it, right? Why is it special to you? That's what people want to know. I think now in today's age, people just don't want to like copy a link and post it in their post. That's nothing. That's so 2012. It's like, why are you posting it? Why are you talking about it? Because you brought up a great point. People only join you if you know, like, you trust you.
Right.
It's really good stuff. Hey, shifting gears a little bit, what was your turning point, aha moment, that really, like maybe a light bulb moment once you got it and things really took off?
You know, for me, honestly, it was learning marketing. You know, I'm a networker. I'm an extrovert by nature. I'll talk to the wall if I have to talk to the wall. But that's not necessarily going to get me the success that I want. It only got me so far. And when I really dove into the marketing aspect of network marketing and how to show up with presence, how to post and understand the psychology of what people want and not just what I think they want, and how to get them from point A to point B. And it doesn't really matter the arc, so to speak, if I can just, you know, get them to where they want to go and believe that I can get them there. That's when everything really started to change for me.
And here's my favorite question. What was your worst moment in network marketing to the point that you maybe had doubts about this profession, but you didn't quit, and that's why you are the leader you are today?
That's a really good question. You know, for me, I did end up switching companies. I was frustrated. I was doing everything that my upline had told me to do. I had built a team of 1,000. I wasn't winning the way that I wanted to be winning. My team wasn't winning the way that I wanted to be winning. And I was like, I have two choices here. I can either keep spinning my wheels, but I really feel like the definition of insanity is doing the same thing over and over and over again. I gave it my all. Like, I felt like I had given it my all. So it was either I start with a new company or I give up on this network marketing thing, because the amount of time and energy that I'm putting in is not equating to what I needed to make it, you know, financially successful for my family. And it was hard. It was a really, really, like, I cried. I stayed up many nights. Like, I was afraid of starting over, because, you know, just because you can build it one time doesn't necessarily mean that you can build it a second time.
Yeah.
But I had to take the leap of faith, because I just knew I couldn't do it any longer.
Well, why did you stick to network marketing?
I stuck with it because I loved the idea. I mean, I'm going to sound horrible. I've worked in Title I schools my entire life. I help underprivileged kids, but I never have gotten paid my worth. And you don't as an educator. You get paid based on a salary that obviously, you know, teachers don't make a lot of money. But I knew that I was meant for more financially, that I shouldn't be struggling just because I want to help underprivileged kids and because I want to help, you know, the general population. And so I stuck with it because I saw the vision of really being able to make the financial impact that I wanted to make for my family.
You know, we talked about live video, and that's one of the keys to helping you become successful. And another key is getting people to believe in themselves. And it's kind of tied back, you know, people say, oh, I don't have much to share on live video. So how can someone build their belief in themselves?
Personal development. I mean, I love that network marketing is really personal development with a paycheck, right? It's therapy in a paycheck, basically. And so, you know, one of the ways that you're going to believe in yourself is if you pour into yourself and you see your worth. I'm a big, big, every day I pour into myself. I listen to some podcasts, but I'm really an audiobook person. And so when I'm going for my runs, when I'm going for my walks, like, that is my time to pour into myself. And I listen to audiobooks, and it helps me. And I had a strong mindset prior to even starting network marketing, but I've seen the growth that I've had because I've poured into myself.
How important is consistency to success?
I think there's three things that are the most important thing to success: consistency, tenacity, not giving up, and mindset. You have those three things in check and you will hit the top ranks of your company.
What's your routine? What's something you do consistently every day?
My routine in the morning is I wake up, I meditate in my bed. I know we're not supposed to meditate in my bed, but I'm just not ready to get out of bed. So I love Insight Timer. I don't know those of you that meditate on here. So good.
And by the way, I've talked about Insight Timer. I've been using that every day for the last 6-7 years. It's awesome.
It's so good, right?
Yeah.
So I plug into my Insight Timer. I do my daily meditation. I do my 10 things that I'm grateful for. And then I read my 10 things that I'm grateful for. And then throughout the day, I turn into my personal development. But if you don't mind, I just want to, like, people say gratitude, like, oh, that's so foofy. Well, there's a lot of science behind it. And that's where the confidence piece comes in, because I'm a big proponent of cognitive behavioral therapy, which is your thoughts cause your feelings. And when you're doing your gratitude, you're having positive thoughts. So of course you're feeling good, right? It's like, it's cognitive therapy 101, basically. And so the positive affirmations are so key to your success, because you're having positive thoughts. So of course you're going to feel good. So you're starting your day with gratitude. You're starting your day with positive thoughts. So you're starting your day with success.
Yeah. Gratitude is huge, because it makes you you're going to go through tons of crap in the business. And no matter how bad it is, you always have something better. You're better than someone else. And listing out things you're grateful, like you talk about, when you feel good, you do good. You're inspired, right?
Yeah.
And I want to add one thing. I'm a big fan. I do meditation every day. And I think this is important for everyone to listen. Like, meditation in your bed is not the right way to do it. But Julie still does it. And that's the important thing, right? Some of you, I know you're listening. Oh, I don't have time to meditate. I'm at a great, great place. It's not how great you do it. It's how consistent you do it that matters. And the fact that she's doing it in her bed, that's awesome. I think actually, that's better than not doing it at all.
Done is better than perfect. That's my motto, right? So I'm getting it done. Could I do it better? I absolutely could do it better. Does my mind water? Am I a great meditator? No, I am not. But for me, it starts my day off on the right foot before I have to wake up my kids. You know, my kids go to school at 7:30. So we're up like really early, right? And so it works for me. And that's the thing. You have to find what works for you. Just because meditation works for Simon and I doesn't mean that it works for everybody. Go do a walking meditation. Go do a breathing meditation. You know, find what feels right for you, because it's not a one size fits all. But the idea behind meditating is really finding some quiet time to internalize and be within.
That definitely. I used to do these longer meditations, 20, 30 minutes. But now, like, my meditations, like, quote unquote, wimpy, only 5 minutes. But I do it every single day. Actually, Insight Timer actually tracks it, gamifies it. I've done it for like 600 straight days.
That's amazing.
5 minutes. I think the one time I didn't do it, it's actually more than that. Hey, I just have to brag on my own show. All right. It's actually, I've been meditating every day for like 5-6 years, but I traveled to Australia, and because of the time zones, it disrupted it and restarted the whole thing. But it's awesome. Go check out Insight Timer. And like I said, if you need to do it, do it like the way Julie does it. Do it in bed, but meditate daily. Because when you feel good, you do good. Yes. And because you feel good about yourself. You start the day, you feel like you own the day, right, Julie?
I like to say, win the morning, win the day. You know,
absolutely.
You win the morning, you do the things that you need to do to get your mindset in the right place. You are going to have a better day. You are going to be more productive. And those days that I don't win my morning, it's very evident throughout the day that I'm playing catch up. The other thing I would say, and I'm guilty of this, I try not to touch my phone for the first 30 minutes. 40 minutes of waking up, because it's just bad habits. I will say there are some days I am not definitely 600 days in a row of not checking my phone, but that is a really, really good strategy that we all should try to implement.
Why? Why do you explain to people why it's not? Shouldn't you be looking at prospects, replying back? Why is it not good to touch your phone?
Because when you touch your phone and you're still like in that groggy period, you're playing catch up for the day, right? Like, I know for me, it's not an excuse. We moved from East Coast time to Mountain time. And so for me, I feel like the rest of the world is on East Coast time. So I'm playing catch up first thing in the morning, because it's already 9 o'clock, 9:30, you know, East Coast time. The day has started, where for me, it's not. But it can set your whole day off. What if you read your phone and it's something negative? Somebody's complaining. One of your team members is frustrated or whatever. And then your whole tone is just shot and you haven't practiced your gratitude. You haven't, you know, you're not equipped. You don't have your shield up for the negativity that could happen when you pick up your phone.
Yeah. You could have someone downline quitting, or prospect that's going to join, say no, a customer cancels an order, or it could be anything, right?
Totally. Yeah. It could be a bomb waiting to explode and you're not dressed in your armor, so to speak, ready to like shield that bomb.
Yeah. And I'm Anish, I'm going to talk a little bit more about that on the recap about why and the stuff like I do, but it's really good. Thank you for sharing that. You've been amazing. We could talk forever about meditation and morning routines because we're very similar to that.
I want to know what your favorite meditators are. You're going to have to send that to me.
You know, my favorite meditation is I actually don't listen to guided meditations. I just focus on breath.
Oh, interesting.
I just focus on breath and my mind wanders like crazy, but I bring it back to breath. I'm like, and sometimes I'm wandering if I do for 5 minutes. I have two routines. I do 5 minutes and sometimes I'm wandering for 4 minutes and 50 seconds of it, but I'll bring myself back to it and just to calm myself down. And then during the afternoon, I go live in our group Purpose-Driven Networkers. I do a lesson a day in our community. And I always do right before that. I take 5 minutes and that totally calms me down, get ready to go hit the live video.
Yeah, for sure. That's awesome. And it's a great thing to do if you're scared to go on video, right? Do some meditation, do some deep breathing, get your heart rate down. The other tip I have, put gum in your mouth. Because when you're anxious, your mouth gets dry and it can't get dry with gum in your mouth. So chew your gum. It's okay to show up on video.
That is a good tip. That is good. Hey, learn something new every day. That's really cool. If you want something new and different, go check out this group, Purpose Driven Networkers. It's the only group where you get to prospect with myself and other top leaders at least 15 times a week. You also get accountability. And if you're stuck and not sure how to reply back to prospects, then you get to send me screenshots of your conversations and I'll guide you on what to say. You also get access to over 180 different trainings that should teach you everything from building your business on Instagram to prospecting LinkedIn to even more traditional methods of building, such as doing home meetings or coffee shop meetings. It also has a 5-step program that helps you get your next customer or rep within 28 days. And most people get a lot quicker than that. No other group in network marketing can give you this type of training, coaching, and accountability combined. So if you're ready to take your business to the next level, go check it out at PurposeDrivenNetworkers.com. Again, that's www.PurposeDrivenNetworkers.com. Hey, you've been awesome, Julia. We would love to talk forever, but we got to wrap it up a little bit. But some quick questions to pick your brain. And these are going to be quick one-liners.
Sure.
First one is, what is one of your favorite success quotes that motivates you?
Oh, that's a good one. It just like flew out. What doesn't break you makes you stronger.
What's one habit that's helped you become successful?
I think meditation and gratitude.
Yep. What's the best piece of advice you ever received?
Fail forward.
What's your favorite prospecting tool? So say you have a qualified prospect. Do you send them a video first? Do you ATM in the Facebook group? Do you do Zoom one-on-one? What do you like to do?
I like the ATM method personally. I think less is more, and I tend to have diarrhea of the mouth. And so if I can take away my diarrhea and put the tool onto them, it's been a game changer for me in my business in terms of closing.
What's your favorite app on your phone?
Insight Timer.
Insight Timer. Hey, by the way, that is also on my homepage, the home screen, Inside Timer.
I've got it under like my like mental health. And, you know, I've got like a whole little folder. And I love Oprah and Deepak have really good meditations too. So that's with it as well.
I'll check that out. Hey, I know interesting. I know you read a lot, but what's two or three books you could recommend to ML Nation?
Oh my gosh. My three favorite books is On Fire. But I think it's I'm so bad with authors. I think it's Jim O'Malley. The Energy Bus by John Gordon. And they have a kids version too that's really, really good. And then my third one is The Big Leap.
Yeah, the one with the fish on the goldfish on the cover.
Mm-hmm. I have it right over here. Yeah, it's really good.
You listen to a lot of audiobooks. So what's the best audiobook you listened to in the last 6 months?
I am diving into the millionaire mindset right now. And I am loving, I'm like on his podcast, like so, so good. I think it's a millionaire. I'm pulling it up as we speak. It's the millionaire mindset. And it's amazing. Like I can't get enough of it.
By Thomas Stanley, millionaire.
No, why is it loading? No, it's a different one. That's why I feel like I'm saying the wrong name. T.
Harv Eker.
Yes.
Secrets of the Millionaire Mind.
That's it. Thank
you. Oh, yes. And ML Nation, you need to listen to Secrets of the Millionaire Mind. I still remember listening to that way back in 2005. Huge game changer.
It's an oldie, but I just read it for the first time, and it's so, so good.
So good. So good. You can, like, you talk about not having content to talk about doing a live video. Just read that and teach that for 30 straight days, and there you go. There's endless great content in there. Hey, here's the last question, the million-dollar question. You ready?
Yes.
Imagine you had to start all over again, and you knew no one, but yet all your current knowledge, skills, and wisdom. What's the first, so you didn't know your husband, didn't know your kids, didn't know anything. What's the first thing you do or the first place you go to find prospects and build a network marketing business from scratch?
Online.
What would you do online?
I would start branding myself. I wish that I had branded myself and not my business many, many years ago.
And so what would you do? How would you brand yourself? What would you do?
It's a hard question, because the quickest way to success is to go into those Facebook groups and start making those connections, right?
Yeah.
And it will work short term. But if you combine that with branding and putting out that value, putting out that content and doing those videos, it's going to expedite your recruiting. And so if you go into those groups, you meet your tribe, you find out who it is you're talking to, and you find it out quickly, and you stick to that one person, you're going to have massive success. So I guess I would have, again, the marketing piece is so, so important in the network marketing. And how do you market yourself online, and how do you attract the people that you want to attract into your business?
As we wrap up, any last words or advice? And then what's the best way our listeners can connect with you, Julie?
My best tip of advice is don't give up. I know that's so much easier said than done, but I, you know, just put together a summit. And the one quality that all of the leaders of this summit have is that we never gave up. We had the suck. We all go through the suck. We all go through the failures, but that's what makes it stronger. And that's what makes it so much sweeter when you do have the success that you want. And so, you know, what I see happen is people just give up too quickly.
And then what's the best way our listeners can connect with you?
I have a website. It's juliereynolds.com. So you can connect with me. I'm always on Facebook. So make sure you send me a message over on Facebook. And like Simon said, I do build a lot through YouTube. So you can definitely find me on my YouTube channel, which is also my name.
ML Nation, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And today you may hang out with Julie Reynolds. So keep up the momentum and go to mlnation.com, click on the podcast tab and the show notes, all the nuggets of wisdom, the books that Julie talked about, the apps will be right there. Hey, in order to be successful in network marketing, in life, and business, you must help others. So Julie, thanks again for sharing your valuable time with ML Nation. We're grateful to you, and we appreciate you for having a positive impact on millions of distributors worldwide. Thank you so much again, and God bless you. Hey, ML Nation, do you ever struggle with consistency or worried about what are you saying the wrong thing, what to say back to your prospects? Well, now you don't have to worry. Go check it out, BYOB. This is when you and I, we go together on Zoom, and I'll guide you word for word on what to say, and I guarantee you can get at least one interested prospect for your business, service, or products by the end of the session. It's a ton of fun. Go check it out at mlnation.com/BYOB. Hey, ML Nation, Simon Chan with Recap and Review and some thoughts on an amazing episode by Julie Reynolds. So proud of her. I still remember meeting her back in 2016. Someone connected me with her and just watching her grow. It's been really, really inspiring. You know, look, some notes here. Number one, talk about live video. Yes, yes, yes. You know, that's the easiest ways. You know, I always talk about, I've done this in my webinars. I talk about my daily pep talks. Like, if people are not watching your video, they're not respecting you, they're not taking you seriously, it's because you're not giving them a reason to. Right? It's not just about sending a link out, people got to know, like, and trust you. And what's the best way is to, hey, video, right? Video. You talked about how to get started, a lot of tips that she shared, three things you can do. Julie shared about that. So definitely, by the way, if you want to know, check out what she does, check out her YouTube, follow what successful people do, but get started in video. You don't need to do it every day, but even three times a week. And I recommend doing that three times so you got a routine, you got consistency. One of the easiest ways to create credibility, get people to respect you, get people to come to you asking what it's about. And don't take yourself too seriously. If you screw up, that's all right. Be authentic. Be the real you, right? Don't be, you know, like she said, don't be afraid to open your mouth. Just share. And that little big aha moment is, you know, for you all is like I teach, everything is good. Even when the times you fail, when things don't go well, it is all good because that's when you grow the most. And, you know, she had a failed handbag business and that gave her the mindset, the mental toughness, the experience, all that to help her get to where she is today. Right? Otherwise, she wouldn't be where she is today and how she overcame the challenges. Talked a lot about video, about confidence, taking content, like keeping it shorter. But you all have something. Every one of you, MLB, you're listening to this. Hey, you got like a 30-minute talk in you. Just share what you learned from the show. There you go. Right? Go to the show, take down notes, and then go teach from those notes. You got at least 30 minutes. And when you share that, talk about, like, maybe you learn about, like, you know, live video and talk about what you're nervous about doing live video, or talk about confidence, how you learn to gain the confidence, right? A lot of stuff that Julie shared, you can teach that from this episode because I know you all have a passion. A lot of other stuff, talk about her worst moments, building belief in yourself, personal development. That's, yeah, really true. When you learn more, you feel better. And when you feel better, you're more confident. And then you got to take action, being consistent, your consistency, tenacity of mindset. That's what it takes. And we talk about meditation. You know, I'm a huge fan of meditation. And I meditate twice a day, 5 minutes before my lesson of the day in Purpose Driven Networkers, and 5 minutes to start the day in the morning after I read the Bible, because it grounds me, right? You're on offense instead of on defense. When you're checking emails, messages, you're on defense already, right? You have things planned. Maybe you have 5-10 people to follow up with. You have a live video to do. You're creating content. You check a message. All of a sudden, you're distracted. Instead of doing that, all of a sudden, next thing you know, you have to go to work. You lost, your kids are up. And you didn't get to do what you have to do, right? Do what matters. Do the 20% that matters. And by the way, putting content out there, doing live videos is definitely one of the 20% that gives you 80% of the return. Just to let you know, I do a live video, a pep talk. You're welcome to check it out 6 days a week on Simon Chan at 8:25 a.m. Eastern. And I don't touch my phone at all. I don't look at any incoming messages for the first 90 minutes to 2 hours of my day. Because I want to be on offense, sometimes 2 hours, but generally at least 90 minutes. Because I do my live video, and then I go and I'm on the phone doing the live video, but I'm not looking at emails and messages coming in. Okay, I'm on offense doing what I need to do. Otherwise, none of this podcast, none of this content, none of this stuff that you're getting value of could be created. So awesome stuff from Julie Reynolds. Go check it out. I can go on and on. Talk about, you know, branding herself, creating a content, giving out. Talk about clamming, going to Facebook groups, ATM. A lot of good stuff. Definitely go back and listen. That's my challenge to you. Go be consistent. Go back and listen to this episode. Go and write down 10 to 15 things you learned and go teach it. Go hit the video button. Go out there. Go make an impact. Hey, thank you for listening. I'm loud and proud to be a part of this amazing profession. Congrats to Julie again for how much you've grown. And now it's over to you, ML Nation. It's time for you to take action. Remember, we're in the profession to help others. So go out there and have a positive impact on someone's life today. God bless you all.